In business, there's no room for guesswork. Every shipment matters. Every deadline counts. When you're trying to keep operations running smoothly, the last thing you need is uncertainty. That's why reliability is at the core of USPS Ground Advantage. From the moment your package is first scanned in, it moves through a secure nationwide network, aiding in a timely and accurate delivery. You get near real-time tracking so you can keep up with your shipments. And with affordable upfront pricing, there are no hidden fees or surprise surcharges to throw off your cost sheets. It all adds up to predictable deliveries you can depend on. Because knowing your logistics are handled lets you focus on everything else: your customers, your team, and the future you're building. Visit usps.com/groundadvantage to start shipping with confidence. USPS, official shipping sponsor of the NHL.
Here's something most people don't realize. Great sleep doesn't happen by accident. It starts with what you're sleeping on. That's why I switched to Sheiks. Their bedding is made from the same performance fabrics you'd find in elite athletic wear, but designed to help you sleep better. If you run hot at night, these sheets help you stay cool and dry. If you love that cozy, ridiculously soft feel, they've got that too. Comfort that stays consistent from the moment you hop into bed. And for anyone with an adjustable base, this is a game changer. Their Stay Fit corners are the best I've ever tried. No slipping, no popping off, even when the bed moves. When your days are demanding, Sheiks helps you wake up restored, not run down. Try them for yourself with their 60-night risk-free guarantee. Upgrade your sleep at Sheiks.com.
It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Derek Pearson, brought to you by Canopy Street Market.
Boom! In your face. Monday on The Ticket. Adam Carriker is feeling under the weather. So what do? Next dude up. That happens to be me. It's me. It's me. It's D to the double E. Bach.
Yes.
Bach and I are going to do this for 2 hours. 402. 464-5685. Buckle in, because I have no idea where we're going to go for 2 hours. We're going to be all over the place. It's going to be crazy. I'm just letting you know, if you want to follow on the streams, Facebook, YouTube, X, Allo Channel 961, get it in. Get your what's up ready for the text line. Look, we got lots to talk about. But, hey, Bach, let's set the table. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
What does that man say? What does he say?
Let me talk to you.
Let me talk to you. And everybody said, you know, Bach, if I asked you, what was your sports headline of the weekend?
Mm.
what is the main event? What is the headline of all headlines for this weekend for you, Bach? Take Bach over.
Well, if we included sports entertainment, yep, into sports, yep, yep, which I feel is where you're going. Yep. John Cena turning heel after all these,
yep,
years.
Yep.
Partnering with The Rock to go against Cody Rhodes is definitely an all-time moment in wrestling. If you haven't been watching wrestling, now's a good time to get back into it.
Can we use some Cody to set the table as well?
I'd have to get it here.
Let's see if you could get that loaded for us. There's lots going on, and it's a busy sports weekend. Of course, it is a Big Ten championship weekend for women's basketball, wrestling. It's a busy weekend as well. There's lots of things in play, and I want to go through as many of them as possible, as many things as there. So give me the signal when you get it loaded, because we'll get that done. There are a couple of things. Something happened this weekend as well that. Nebraska tennis hosted Creighton. And I think it is a celebratory moment anytime Nebraska kicks the pants off of Creighton. And shout out to Peter Cobalt and the Husker tennis team, because they put a smackdown on Creighton at Dillon Center. If you haven't been to Dillon Tennis Center, and again, it sits right next to the soccer facility, so it's kind of easy to see. They're kind of connected. And that leads, they're having an incredible season, and they can use your crowd support. I also want to say this, for women's tennis, they're currently sitting at 10-1. And if you get a chance to, you're looking for something to do Friday, head on over to Dillon, because the number 3 Michigan Wolverines come to town. There's also another thing that to talk about and consider, that both baseball and softball, both baseball and softball come home this weekend. Both this week. That tomorrow night, well, weather permitting, that in Omaha, Nebraska baseball is supposed to play in Omaha tomorrow. I was like, oh, okay. So there's that. And at the same time, well, actually, 2 hours later, Huskers basketball hosts Ohio State at Pinnacle Bank Arena. And we definitely will jump down that portal. But, Bach, let's set the table. Let's hear from the man who is reconsidering life today.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
I love that so much that he gives. He and LA Knight have done an exceptional night of giving. In the 12 o'clock hour, we're gonna take calls from you, right? About what you think your headline is. But hit us up on the text line with what is the headline? What is the sports/sports entertainment headline of the weekend for you? What was the story of all stories? It could be, right? It could be, like for me, Alexander Ovechkin is 11 goals away from doing a thing that nobody could even fathom. And that's taking over the goals for career scoring award from Gretzky. Like that record is such an outlier. I thought you could just circle that and say that's never going to be done. I don't think the points for a career will ever be matched. I think if you took away his goals, he would still lead if it was just his assist. Like, it's a crazy number. But it's an exceptional weekend. I thought for the Huskers to finish, women's basketball to finish 9th in the regular season, big deal. They finished 10th, and that's a win. But Bach, if I asked you to grade women's basketball season so far, give a grade for Nebraska's women's basketball season so far.
Well, it's always, battling back the injury bug. At least Britt Prince was able to come back and help Nebraska at a time when they need it. I would probably say, a B. I think you feel pretty good about where they're at. You wanted to get into, here's when the money time, right? It's tournament time, but they positioned themselves in the 10th seed in the tournament. But had they won one more game or whatever it might have been, I think they'd have been tied for 5th. So there's not much of a difference between 10 and 5 there for Nebraska. Might be a little bit more
difference.
Until you look
at the bracket.
Yeah, you go up a little higher. Go up a little higher, 1-2. then you start to see a difference.
You look at the bracket and you go, oh, no, there's a much easier path. There's a much easier path than what's being chosen often. It is the thing, right? I'm whispering to myself the whole weekend, please, Husker baby Jesus, don't let Nebraska fall to Northwestern and we end up having to deal with the play the 3 o'clock game on Wednesday. Like, you don't want to be the first game on Wednesday. You just don't. Like, no. Because even in Indianapolis, the crowd is different in the afternoon game than it is the later games, no matter who it is. Earthquake Glue says, is Lincoln East boys winning state swimming was your event of the weekend. Congratulations. congratulations. And again, you can text in what your, what's the headline for your weekend? What's it? Cena turned heel. I'm not wrong. Like, bigger than the combine, right? Anything that came out of the combine. Bigger than the NHL playoff run, Stanley Cup playoff run, because you're at crunching time now, right? Your wins crunching time in the NHL. And this station certainly doesn't talk about NHL enough, but I can tell you, I mean, I'm a hockey fan. I'm a Caps fan, so I am riding high, certainly, in this space. Loving what Ovechkin's doing for the game, and this is a historically generational run that Alexander Ovechkin is on and what he's doing. Valentino's is in the house.
There we go.
Valentino's is in the house. They're a new feature, a new sponsor, a new partner. They're going to feed us on Mondays, right? We appreciate that and love that. So thank you to the folks from Valentino's for hooking us up. Bach, aside from Cena, right?
Mm-hmm.
Give me another headline for the weekend.
Well, I think that my next one would be the unfortunate buzzer beater, if you could call it, pretty close to it, the loss to Minnesota. Another game for Nebraska where they didn't play a complete game, had to fight back. You could tell Fred Hoiberg's getting frustrated with, he said, the body language that was there. And it's beginning to look bleak for Nebraska basketball, just the way things have been going. However, what do we always say? A win can cure all. And a win against Ohio State, who's on the same bubble Nebraska is, I think it was CBS, let me double check, I think it was NBC that had their bracketology, Nebraska and Ohio State in the first four in. So our first four, you know, from being out. So they're literally got a bubble matchup with Ohio State at home. And for everything, all the ups and downs of the season, that's kind of like a tournament game here.
We were talking about it last week. And I said, as a coach, and I'm speaking from the high school level, that when you head into district tournament, regional tournament, state tournament.
In business, there's no room for guesswork. Every shipment matters. Every deadline counts. When you're trying to keep operations running smoothly, the last thing you need is uncertainty. That's why reliability is at the core of USPS Ground Advantage. From the moment your package is first scanned in, it moves through a secure nationwide network, aiding in a timely and accurate delivery. You get near real-time tracking so you can keep up with your shipments. And with affordable upfront pricing, there are no hidden fees or surprise surcharges to throw off your cost sheets. It all adds up to predictable deliveries you can depend on. Because knowing your logistics are handled lets you focus on everything else. Your customers, your team, and the future you're building. Visit usps.com/groundadvantage to start shipping with confidence. USPS, official shipping sponsor of the NHL.
Here's something most people don't realize. Great sleep doesn't happen by accident. It starts with what you're sleeping on. That's why I switched to Sheiks. Their bedding is made from the same performance fabrics you'd find in elite athletic wear, but designed to help you sleep better. If you run hot at night, these sheets help you stay cool and dry. If you love that cozy, ridiculously soft feel, they've got that too. Comfort that stays consistent from the moment you hop into bed. And for anyone with an adjustable base, this is a game changer. Their Stay Fit corners are the best I've ever tried. No slipping, no popping off, even when the bed moves. When your days are demanding, Sheiks helps you wake up restored, not run down. Try them for yourself with their 60-night risk-free guarantee. Upgrade your sleep at Sheiks.com. Here's something most people don't realize. Great sleep doesn't happen by accident. It starts with what you're sleeping on. That's why I switched to Sheiks. Their bedding is made from the same performance fabrics you'd find in elite athletic wear, but designed to help you sleep better. If you run hot at night, these sheets help you stay cool and dry. If you love that cozy, ridiculously soft feel, they've got that too. Comfort that stays consistent from the moment you hop into bed. And for anyone with an adjustable base, this is a game changer. Their Stay Fit corners are the best I've ever tried. No slipping, no popping off, even when the bed moves. When your days are demanding, Sheiks helps you wake up restored, not run down. Try them for yourself with their 60-night risk-free guarantee. Upgrade your sleep at Sheiks.com.
That there's a point, depending on the program and the season that you've had, coaches will identify a line of demarcation for when postseason begins for you. Now, great elite programs who are having great seasons don't have to adjust or adapt. You just continually play through. You may decide, you know what, I'm going to rest a guy in game number 30 rather than that. But this, I said that Saturday, Sunday was going to be a playoff game. Saturday was going to be a playoff game for the men. Sunday was going to be a playoff game for the women. The women handled it. They handled it. We gave all the parameters for how this thing was going to break down. The men, in a full discussion, and I kind of thought, Bach, that I wanted to reach outside of the Nebraska bubble to get perspective on because we're inside of it and the vacuum kind of consumes us whatever way it consumes us, right? You can repeat the same thing that's being said. There's certain people who lead the conversation, whether right or wrong, right? But reaching outside the bubble and asking people to look into Nebraska and the fact that they're still in after Saturday's loss tells you a thing that was confirmed in these conversations. So I talked to two NBA executives, one other college hoops expert, air quotes, and to a person, they said, man, this may be Fred Hoiberg's best coaching job. Now, let that marinate for a second. Right? We're in it. There were people in the post-game text screaming, you know, is this time? Is this time for Fred to go? Is this? Y'all know me well enough, though. I'm not a member of the fire the coach. I'm not rooting for a coach to get fired. Like, that's just not my makeup. There's a way to fix things, but if you can't fix it, cool. But they said he has less talent than he had last year. Facts, right? The best player on the team is in street clothes. That rink mask changes the season. There's no argument to it. That this team with rink mass is a different, it's a different conversation, different season. And that you had to replace a player who was so unique in his skill set that the Big Ten had to adjust to Keisei Tominaga in full. And that you can't get a replacement player for Keisei Tominaga. Not possible. Not possible. So the fact that you did those two things and then you went and filled positions of need with available talent. And the available talent you had to get that done within whatever financial constraints Nebraska basketball, Nebraska athletics has. Bach, is it fair to say that Nebraska does not spend the same amount of money for basketball in player recruitment as does Oregon, UCLA, USC, Michigan, Ohio State, Indiana?
It would appear so.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So before we talk about the job that Hoiberg has done, Bach, how many where in the 18 Big Ten programs would you assess the talent on the Husker team? Where would you place that? Let's just say the starting five. Where would you place them? Top third, lower third, middle third, top half, bottom half? Where would you put this starting five if you were ranking them based on talent and all the star checkables, right? The things that land in star content, right?
Yeah. I'd probably say, I mean, and Bryce does a lot of the heavy lifting to probably get him more into that middle tier. But, you know, without Bryce, they'd definitely be in the back end.
So to say that This is not the most talented team. There's enough talent for this team to be in the top third. Let's be clear. I'm not going to say that. There is enough talent on this team. And that speaks to how high of a level Bryce Williams and Juwan Gary are playing, even in their struggles, that they're making this Nebraska team and program competitive with the top teams in the Big Ten Conference. Then you have to ask the next question. The second five, Bach, is this a talented second five?
Well, I mean, Connor Seeson's kind of playing that role on the bench. I mean, so if you take that out of it, but if you kind of do your five best players, your second five, I think the depth is what kind of is starting to hurt Nebraska.
If I asked you the same question about the starting five for women's basketball, the starting five, the current starting five, no less, right? Mm-hmm. Top third, bottom third, middle third of the Big Ten Conference.
I think you're probably still in a similar situation of kind of middle third.
But Markowski is in the all Big Ten 15?
Yeah.
If things are perfect, like she finishes with three straight 30-point, 10-rebound games, they'll put her in the top 10? I cannot imagine that they put her in the top five.
Yeah.
Like first team all Big Ten? Because the talent is so good in the Big Ten Conference for women.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good. So then the same question. The second five for Nebraska women's basketball, where does it, from a talent standpoint, we haven't even gotten into production. We're just talking about talent. Right? That we saw USC and UCLA's second five run out there against the number two and four teams, respectively, in the country. Does Nebraska have that sort of talent in its second five? Bach?
No, not up there with the USCLAs and USCs.
So here's where I landed after these conversations. I'm on the team, and feel free to disagree with me if you want, folks. My opinion, my feeling, what I landed on was this. For Fred Hoiberg to get 17 wins to date from this group and to have it be in contention for an NCAA tournament bid. Now, if you're on the bubble for the NCAA tournament with two games left, at worst case, you're going to the NIT with a chance to expand the program, to be seen, to get exposure otherwise, which we have to admit that for the last five years, we would have been thrilled with the idea and concept that this basketball team was going to play postseason basketball because it wasn't promised. It wasn't promised. And the fact that you do not have a Bryce McGowan's, a Delano Banton, a Trey McGowan's. You don't have a Sam Greasel. You have Bryce and Juwan. And then the rest of the guys are role players who have to play at maximum efficiency for their role for this team to be competitive in the Big Ten. And this team is competitive in the Big Ten. They're just not dominant in the Big Ten. Yes, frustrating, disappointing, all those things. But as we head into this championship, this tournament week for the women, and we close out the regular season for the men, I just wanted to start the hour by saying, Amy Williams has gotten this team to the upper half of the Big Ten Conference. Get wiggle, wiggle, right? From a record standpoint. One win from being in the top third, literally one win. And that if the men had won Saturday, we'd be having an entirely different group of conversations, because they'd be rock solid in their bid to the NCAA tournament, and it frees them up to play more freely in the Big Ten tournament coming up next week. That's not the case. The men have to battle. And it's an Ohio State team who has something to fight for as well. The women get Rutgers Wednesday. Wednesday late afternoon, early evening. They beat that Rutgers team by 7. Should have beat them by 17, but hey, a win's a win. We'll talk about that, Bach. We'll talk about that game because, look, to set the table, and we'll set the bracket for the women's Big Ten tournament when we come back to one-on-one.
In business, there's no room for guesswork. Every shipment matters. Every deadline counts. When you're trying to keep operations running smoothly, the last thing you need is uncertainty. That's why reliability is at the core of USPS Ground Advantage. From the moment your package is first scanned in, it moves through a secure nationwide network, aiding in a timely and accurate delivery. You get near real-time tracking so you can keep up with your shipments. And with affordable upfront pricing, there are no hidden fees or surprise surcharges to throw off your cost sheets. It all adds up to predictable deliveries you can depend on. Because knowing your logistics are handled lets you focus on everything else: your customers, your team, and the future you're building. Visit usps.com/groundadvantage to start shipping with confidence. USPS, official shipping sponsor of the NHL.
Here's something most people don't realize. Great sleep doesn't happen by accident. It starts with what you're sleeping on. That's why I switched to Sheiks. Their bedding is made from the same performance fabrics you'd find in elite athletic wear, but designed to help you sleep better. If you run hot at night, these sheets help you stay cool and dry. If you love that cozy, ridiculously soft feel, they've got that too. Comfort that stays consistent from the moment you hop into bed. And for anyone with an adjustable base, this is a game changer. Their Stay Fit corners are the best I've ever tried. No slipping, no popping off, even when the bed moves. When your days are demanding, Sheiks helps you wake up restored, not run down. Try them for yourself with their 60-night risk-free guarantee. Upgrade your sleep at Sheiks.com.